Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talk.
Females are very manipulative, very. She's that female. She's the female.
No,
can I say this one?
Okay.
Alright. My girl shot her shot, yeah? She shot her shot. But why did it end up with the guy thinking he shot it for you?
Because he
did. You see the mind games that you have implanted in his head?
It's not mind games, it's the way of talking. It's just, I feel
scary.
Like women late. Guys, this episode is sponsored by
Barefoot Pink Moscato. My girl said piss my
pink muscats.
Pink Moscato.
I was about to say skirt. In Luganda means skirt.
Go on, say hi. It wasn't mind games, it was just
honestly, you know, speaking. It's them ones there, yeah. This person has been talking to me for like a year now. Longer than a year,
yeah,
actually.
Longer than a year.
So it's like, it's not even talking to me. It's like, oh, you look nice. Oh, happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Like, you're saying all these stuff, yeah. I comment here and there. We both comment here and there. I'm like, you've been doing these little jabs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's it concern you? Like, come and
are you embarrassed with this little?
Exactly. So I was on the phone with Tam and then I was just there like, oh, you know what, yeah, this person's pissing me off. But you know when someone's pissing you off but they don't know that they're pissing
them
you
ones.
Yeah, so then he posted on Snap and then I was like, call me. And then he was like, huh? Like, how am I meant to call you without having your number? So I was like, now you do. And then he called me. And then it's like, I've had you on socials for so long. And like, you know, I might need you one day. Why don't I have your number?
Need him for what?
What do you mean?
Need him for what? What do you need him for?
See, yeah, one day I might be dealing with someone and they don't know how to speak English. And he knows their language.
Knows
their language, so why not?
Scary. Are you not, first of all, are you not embarrassed?
No, why would I be embarrassed? I'm single.
Oh, yeah. I sometimes forget that, you know.
That's fine.
I'm not gonna lie, I sometimes forget it.
That's fine. It's okay.
Okay.
That is so rude. I just have to point that out.
That what? That I forget you're single.
Yeah.
No, that just means that I see you like in a relationship, so therefore.
Just because I give relationship advice to people, it doesn't mean that I'm in a relationship.
Relationship que?
Shut up.
Relationship que? Guys, this girl and her advice, if you take it, you're on your own.
No, you're not, guys.
You're on your own.
Look where you are.
I didn't take your advice.
Yes,
if I took your advice, yes, I'll still be roaming the streets.
No, you wouldn't.
I would still be the lamppost.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Because I approve.
You approved of what?
I approve of him. You wouldn't. If it was, then yeah, you would. But this one, you wouldn't. This one makes sense.
Okay, mum. For all our friends out there, before you get a man come to Rio, she needs to approve.
No, 100%. You know what? I do believe you can agree.
You can agree to disagree.
But I hopefully you change your mind. Hopefully you change your mind. There's certain people that I've looked at and I've been like, yeah, this one,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
this person is questionable, you know. Like, he's fun for now.
But
have
you know
fun
what,
right now,
yeah?
But no. He's not for 6 months down the line.
True. But you know what, yeah? I know I said girls are scary, but actually, no, they still are scary. Because females, yeah, they can still be in a relationship with you, but they broke up with you 1 year ago and you will never know.
I've done that. Look,
I mean, I've done that. That's what I'm saying. Look. I'm speaking from my own experience as well. That's what I'm saying. We're scary because the fact that we can break up with you in flipping December of last year, but we're still together, and then I'm finally like, okay, cool, bye.
Yeah. The thing is, yeah, women, we find it so hard to break guys' hearts, and certain women do, and it's like, let the man go, like. You're not it for him. Do you get what I mean?
Mm.
So the fact that we find it very hard to come and now say, oh, hello, sweet. I don't...
Hello, sweet.
You're a bit sour
sugar
now.
Sugar plum.
You're a bit sour now. Me no want ya.
Ooh.
You know?
But why do you think it takes so long for us to just be like, okay, cool, I don't want you? Why must we take like months or even years our brain has decided already?
You care.
But then you go around the ick with the person.
It's the care. You still care.
So the care overrides the ick.
Yeah. You care. You just care. It's like either when you beat, it's like you're not even doing anymore. You're just like,
True, you're just there like, You're not even doing, you're just there laying.
You're looking at him dead in the eye saying, hurry up and finish before I cut you.
That makes a lot of sense.
But it's them ones there, you're like, I care about him. Like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. But guys, hey, he will come and now he will shoot. Take the bullets out and then shoot.
No, it's like with guys, they shoot you, they take the bullet and then they walk off. But with females, it's like they slowly kill you inside.
Mm.
It's like slowly they're eating you.
Mm.
And then eventually there's nothing of you left to eat. That's when they're like deuces.
I say it's all about experience. If you've been hurt or if you've been in a situation where of hurting, then it's easy for you to let go.
True.
Like, not to say any names, but it's easy for me to let go because
now
I've been there.
Now it's easy for you
yes,
to let go.
Yes, now. What are you talking about? Of course, now. What are you talking about? 10 years ago? Come off it.
I'm not talking about 10 years ago. I'm talking about beginning of the year.
Oh, shut up. Oh, yeah. It's easy for me to let go because it's like, if you're really wasting my time, bye. I'll popcorn in my teeth. I'm really trying to take it out.
My girl said, this little popcorn's a nut. You gotta let that popcorn go.
It's hanging on.
Let it go. Go on. Do a little... Is it... We're actually not serious. But then there is females there that are like, okay, cool. Their brains decided I don't like it. Their hearts decided I don't like it. And they dip. I want to find a female like that.
What?
The one that just comes to the... She wakes up one day, she's like, I'm not feeling anymore. And she told
That's
you.
That's me. That's me. Listen. I'm not... Here. My friend. Open your ear and hear well. Okay. Listen. I'm not here to mess around with no one's child. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even when I'm older, no one's allowed to mess around with my kids. That's what I mean. I want to meet boyfriend, girlfriend, all of them. You need to bring them to my house and I better meet them. Because you need to know this person is not, you know, where they come from is not an easy place to go. So it's them ones there. You are ruining someone's future if you keep them. Especially if you don't see a future with them.
True.
You are basically saying, I'm going to keep you there until I find someone that's attracted to me. Like, that's very wrong. That's very rude.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, females do that, though. It's like they keep you there and it's like, okay, when they find someone better, then they're deep. Then they dip. That took so long to come out my mouth.
But then it's the ones there. You have to think about it. Like, they certain people keep them people around because it's like, if I let him go, who's gonna love me? Listen, yeah, your heart might be gone, but he might be your financial man.
Mm.
He might be your bill man.
Mm.
but he's just not your emotion.
Okay, what if he's not your bill man? He's not your anything. He's just there.
It's easy for you to let him. Hey, have you met girl?
No, but there's.
If I own my own.
Mate, there's certain girls, the ones that are Captain Save-A-Ho, when it's like, okay, cool, I see you, man, there. I see you're suffering, but I'm coming out here. I want to save you. So even if my love for you is gone, I still want to come and help you. Do you get what I mean? So when did they decide, I have now helped you enough, I have to now dip and find my own happiness? Because it's like, they put their these are the ones that are not trash.
What, the women?
Yeah. These are the ones that are like, okay, cool, I may have it all, but I see you may not have everything, and I'm helping you.
I've tried that. Don't do that in your life.
Yeah, guys, don't do that. It's no. Very stupid. I'm still waiting for money.
Exactly. Don't do that in your life. I'm still waiting for money. Don't do that. Don't do that in life. Like, you know. Are you mad?
But then, so what did they do after that? Like, the guy's not offering them anything, so why are you still there? It doesn't make sense to me.
No. It's standards as well, you know. I have very high, like, it's not even very high standards, you know. Like, my standards are not actually that high. I just, I'm not going to say what they are, but it's them ones there, like, I feel if your standards meet someone's way of living, and you can tweak them a bit, I feel like it's okay. But if you come across someone, come across someone that doesn't have much and blah, 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 you think you can stick it out? When you're leaving the person, don't be telling them how much you've done for them.
True.
You done that.
It was on you.
You took the £60 out and gave it to them. You done that. Unless the person came to you and be like, oh, Nay, can I borrow this?
Okay,
from you?
So then when the person comes to you and says, oh, God, oh, my God, this is frustrating me. I know we're meant to be talking about girls being stupid, yeah? But I hate niggas that's...
I was so confused where we were going for a second.
I hate niggas.
What happened then?
I hate niggas that ask for your help, that ask to borrow money. They're like, I'm paying you back, and they never and they never pay you back. Please, why do you do that? If you say, okay, cool, I don't have money, just say I don't have money, and then I'll be like, okay, cool, I know how to assess the situation. But you come and tell me that, okay, that's fine, I have money, I'll give it to you tomorrow. Tomorrow has been a year and a half, I'm still waiting for that money. I think I'm gonna cry.
Shout out to Pink Moscato.
Shout out to Pink Moscato is doing the Moscato.
Cheers. What?
But what? Oh my God, I can't.
Do you want me to give you my honest
advice? I am embarrassed for myself.
Do you want me to be honest with you? Let that money go.
No.
Like, let it go.
No. Like, let that man go.
It went with the money.
No, but then I feel like, I don't like breaking up with people, but there's certain people that you have to break up with.
Definitely.
There's certain people that you have to make them feel how you felt. Do you get what I mean? So it's like with the first...
Wait. No, I don't get what you mean. What do you mean?
I'm explaining.
Wait. You have to break up with certain people so they feel what you feel.
Yes. I know that your love for me is strong, and I'm gonna
break
up with
you. She came with the women that she
is. I'm talking about myself, and I'm gonna come and break you, but using your heart, because money is it's paper. It will come
so
back.
So let it go.
I haven't let it go. But
exactly.
Money is paper, and it will come back. But me breaking your heart, it takes time. That money that I gave you, I've already made it back.
Okay.
So it's not that deep anymore, but I would like the extra. It would just be nice to just sit there.
Exactly.
But the way I'm claiming it myself, I am trash. I've said this for the longest, but I am not trash. I am golden trash. There's a difference.
Okay.
I'm on a different level of trash. I'm sophisticated trash. So with me, it was, okay, cool. So you've taken this.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the one thing that you care about the most, and that one thing is me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come and tell you that I never loved you. Your dick game was whack. You're ugly. You're this. I'm going to say the lowest things of lows to make you deep yourself and to make you...
And you really expect him to give you the money? Like, I don't understand. My guys, like, I'm keeping this for compensation.
And it's that once after I sent this guy the longest paragraph, I cussed him out, cussed his everything.
Mm.
I blocked him after. So he had no way of saying this.
He contacted me.
No way of saying
this. I'm there thinking, request. Oh, okay. I see you 1 week ago. I'm there thinking, eh.
1 week ago.
Why have I not seen it? Like... Oh, I'm trying to contact your friend. She's not, hi, you. No, starting off with, hi, you might not know me. I didn't introduce myself properly. I'm just trying to get her back. Like, I don't understand. Like, we were fine and then we're not. And they're like, you don't know what you did. You don't know what you did.
Are you not embarrassed? Are you not embarrassed?
I was there like, you really don't know what you did. Like, you honestly don't know what you did. Like, she just came out of nowhere. My guy said you came out of nowhere.
But the thing is,
you don't want to be in the moment.
I don't want, because it was like, you know what, yeah, it was them ones. I'm like, okay, cool. So you've taken this. Let me just, you know, say goodbye, but not say goodbye in a nice way.
Yeah.
Does that make me trash?
What do you mean?
Does me coming, trying to break your heart, does that make me trash?
Yeah, because you've done a lot that you shouldn't have.
And what did he do?
Take money. What's, like, this is the thing. Let me even fix
that. I worked hard for that money, you know?
Yeah, you did. Well done, though. Even me, I've never gotten a present for you that's more than £100. You're out here giving, dishing £500. Like,
excuse me, do you wanna count all the meals I've taken you to? Are we counting all of that?
She's planning to break up with me. Are you hearing this? She's reminding me of all the crap she's done for me. Now she's gonna come with that.
All the paid things and all the free things I've done for you. And now you want to question my love. Get out of here. There's the door. Use it.
If I get out of here, I'm gonna go in the rain. What the hell?
It's not raining.
It is raining.
Oh, sorry.
It's raining lizards.
Eh?
It's
raining trash.
Hey, it's raining you.
No, but I don't see how that makes me trash.
It's not trash. It's just you just said things you really shouldn't have.
No, it needed to. I didn't. It's not like I cussed out his life and I cussed out his mum or anything. No, I just said I never loved you. That's it.
You never loved him?
No, I didn't.
You were honest now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, you're not honest. Trash.
Thank you. Honesty.
That was honesty.
I would be surprised if you did in that short amount.
Mate, in that short amount of time.
That short amount of time, yeah.
The short amount of time.
Yeah.
It was them ones. You see when someone says, I love you, so you're just there like, yeah, me too.
Me too.
Je ne sais pas. Je ne. Like, you're telling me you've never had that moment where someone says, I love you, and you're like, yeah, me too.
I say thank you.
Never in my life.
I will honestly tell you, I cannot say it until I'm ready. If I come and I'll tell you I love you, wow. Shout out to Costco.
Shout out to Barefoot putting the foot in it.
In your ass. It's them ones there. If you come and now you say, give me a sec. And you come and now you tell someone, oh yeah, la di da di da, I love you, lie.
Mm-hmm.
And like the person comes and finds out you don't feel that way, then what? Like, I don't have time to lie because. I know I get caught out so easily, it's sad. I get caught out so super easily. Like, that's, I got caught out today. Like, I just get caught out so easily. So.
My girl said, I got caught out today.
Exactly, so there's no point in me. Do you get what I mean?
I wouldn't say it was a lie. It was more like I bent the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... You know, you're okay, decent being before I knew who you before you You were an okay...
You were a person. You were a good person before I knew you.
Yeah, you were a good person. This. Yeah, before you revealed your real colors. Mm-hmm. So yes, I liked you, but I didn't love you. Yeah. So when you were saying I love you, that me saying yeah, me too is yeah, me too.
Me too movement. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say I love you. Oh no. What? Me saying yeah, me too, it's not like I didn't, the words I love you didn't come out my mouth. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It was yeah, me too, or ditto.
Wow, people around here really love to wee.
They really do.
Like, weeing everywhere. Just hear the toilet every 2 seconds.
Oh like, my god.
Bladder full.
We'll be moving to our new studio very soon.
Bladder full. Anyway, as like I would say, yeah. I don't believe you're trash. I just honestly think and believe. Fuck. I believe, like, you were doing what any hurt person would do. Like, you basically took something from me and I haven't heard from you. So, you know, I don't believe you were trash. That's not a trash moment.
It's not.
No.
I don't think it was. I just said what my emotion, what I was feeling in my heart.
Yeah.
I just expressed my emotions to you. So that's not me being trash.
No.
No, it's not, is it?
That's just me being expressive.
Exactly. But then there is people out there that maliciously...
There are
people out there that maliciously go out their way and do that.
I don't think so.
No,
you know what? I feel like a lot of us, like females, yeah, we are very open. So it's like when even like ugly men, when an ugly man moves to you, you're not gonna get, you just be like, no, I'm alright. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good, thanks. I'm good, thanks. So it's just them ones there, like, it's not even a, you know. Like a wowzer, like she was so rude to me.
Mm.
When it comes to that, I just feel like women were not really straightforward.
Mm.
And the girls that you're calling trash, they are being straightforward.
I'm not saying girls that tell their people how they feel, they're trash. I'm saying females that go out their way to be malicious are
trash. It's never malicious, man.
How do you, that's coming from you.
It's never malicious.
That's it. You can't come and now generalize you with everyone else, because there are people out there that go
okay,
out
speak
their
about
way
me.
To be malicious.
Speak about me.
Okay, you don't go out your way to be malicious, but like I'm saying, like I've said 3 times, there are females
okay,
out there.
Okay, give me an example, because you just you talking.
What of females
yeah.
that go out there to be malicious?
Yeah. Someone that's just gone out there and just like, you know what, I'm gonna be malicious. Exactly.
Okay, give me an example of females that go out there and just speak their minds.
Me.
Apart from you. Because right now we're not talking about me and you. We're talking about generalizing. We're talking about the public, the people out there.
There are a lot of people.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people.
Megan.
That I don't know personally. That you know.
Cardi B. You pissed me off, I'm filing for divorce. Mate, until you fix up. You didn't brush your teeth, I'm filing for divorce.
Lord. So how many times is she gonna file for divorce before she actually
mate,
does it properly?
Every time before her birthday. It happened last year.
Bruh, that's just at this point it's just becoming long. It really is just becoming what? Long.
That's the whole point. She wants a bigger present every year, so why
mate.
Not? She makes him fuck up so he can fix his ways.
She makes him fuck up?
Mm-hmm.
So she's the one that's making him go and stick his things in other girls'...
And she just gets a bigger birthday present every year.
Wow. Wow. So it's her fault that he's cheating?
I'm lying though. I don't know. I'm not in their family. Mm. Don't be getting word out of me. No.
Because you said we're gonna have to replay this. She said she makes him.
Say.
You said.
Who?
You said.
What did I say?
Mouth, You said
out of my mouth.
Yeah, out of your mouth. Ah. You said she does this.
Come and see this one, though.
She does this before I her said, birthday, so she can get
me.
Yes, you.
In
out of your mouth. When we replay this, when we replay this, you will hear it, and you better open your ears very well. You better open your ears very well.
Why are you holding your hair?
Because
I was holding her hair. She pulls a bit more. You're dragging yourself. No, like, we need to understand something, and we need to understand it properly.
Mm.
There are females out there. I'm not disagreeing with you, but where I don't agree with you is when you say that they're maliciously going out of their way to do it. I don't believe that.
Okay, if I was to come and now say there's men that are maliciously going out their way to break hearts, would you believe that?
No.
But I'm telling you, there is people.
You know why?
There is people in this
world. I've had experience to a point where I can say someone can be interested in me today, and they can have no interest in me tomorrow. It doesn't wipe out anything that they said to me today. It just means they just don't want me.
I'm not saying it like that. You're talking about the little bubble that you know, the little people that you know, but there's people in this borough, in this world, that go out their way to break hearts.
She said borough.
Yes, that go out their way to break hearts. That is, okay, cool, I've been broken like this, so I'm going to go and do whatever I want to do and help people along the way.
That's messed up.
That's what I'm saying. There's people like that. That's what I'm saying. They go out their way and they're malicious about it.
That's messed up. That's why it's important to give people closure or allow people to get closure.
Closure. Allow people to get closure.
Yeah, like, if you allow someone to get closure of, you know, you guys broke up and you guys, you know, you're doing work, you're doing last, it just gives them a sense like, okay, cool, I'm moving on from this situation properly. But then where people have to become cruel is when you get dickheads. They'll be like, I'm not going anywhere. I have broken up with you. You're telling me you're not going anywhere.
Them people there are very scary, because it's like, it's them people, them, when you break their heart, is now they must go and break everything else that they see.
Exactly.
It's because they're like, okay, cool, I feel this way, someone else needs to feel my pain.
But I don't get it personally. You know why? Because it's like, I've given you the opportunity to go in a nice way. Now you're pissing. You're pissing. So now I have to go out of my way to come and I'll break your heart. It's not the fact that I'm breaking it because I don't like you or I don't care about you. I need you to move on. Because I'm, you know, I'm returning you. It's like you buy a top from Primark. You don't like the top, you take it back. Someone else is going to come and like it and pick it up and go. So,
but then it's them ones, like, you may be able to get over someone like that. Or as soon as someone tells you, oh, we're breaking up, all of it, you're like, okay, cool, that's fine, I've got it in my head. But with certain people, it takes them time to process that, okay, raw, this person's actually letting me go, as in, or raw, this person is actually, you know, that's why it's them ones.
No, we've all been there. I've been there. I have been there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After you stop entertaining the person. Because the more you entertain the person, the more they think, okay, cool, I may have a chance, I may do this. That's why with my previous altercation, as soon as I said what I said, as soon as I gave you my paragraph, I made sure you had no way of contacting me. Whether you called, whether you Skyped, you emailed, you will not hear Pim. You will go around searching, what did I do? Eventually you'll have it in your head, this girl don't want to chat to me. But if you keep entertaining the person, they're gonna think, okay, cool, she's entertaining me, there's a little inkling there, or there's a little something, I can come and now penetrate and win.
Yeah,
but it's them ones, as soon as you say what you say, let that man go completely. adios.
Some men bye. Don't want to be let go.
It's gonna be by force.
No, you know.
It's gonna have to be by force.
For example,
you don't want to be
yeah.
let go, I'll block you.
It's a weird example. I don't care anyway. Well, I do, but, you know, it is what it is. It's them ones there. I'm gonna give my example. I was with someone for a while. Broke up with the person, and then even after I broke up with the person, yeah, we still had love. Mm-hmm. Like it was still love.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we saw each other, like, you're right, da da da. And then it just happened to be that I was the one in the situation where I still wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's them ones that I reached out. When I saw his reaction towards me, I was like, okay, like, you know, he still, you know, has something there. But then once I stepped back into that little bubble, I realized he didn't want me the way I wanted him. It's about people as well. You need to read the signs. You need to read the signs.
That's what some people are not good at blocking. You just have to forcefully do it. Do you get what I mean? It's like, I can read the signs, you can read the sign, but some people are just blind, like they can't, they don't know ABC. You have to show them ABC. So it's them ones, they call you, you air, they do this, you air, they email you, you, they send you a fucking telegram, get rent an airplane saying I'm sorry or whatever, you air. Because it's them ones, with them people there that don't see signs, that don't know what A, B and C is, that don't know that 1 + 1 = 2, they're gonna keep adding 1 + 1 and they're gonna keep getting 4.
I just see it like this, yeah. If you are okay, if your heart has been broken, call this number. I'm joking. It's them ones there, yeah. I just view it as you need, that's why it's important to have independence in a relationship. People are always like, nah, when you're in a relationship, you're one. But you need to find your own shit. Like, you can't be that person that, oh, you know, he broke up with me, now I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Oh, yeah. Because you're going to stop breathing.
Mate.
The same way you done before meeting him is the same way you're going to after. So it's the ones there, like, live, bruh. Live,
it's mad
because leave your
it's like everyone handles things like differently, because we could say this, we could say that, but the way we handle situations, the way that we do things is different. I'm still saying women are more trash than men. We just know how to hide it better, we know how to work it around, and because we're always screaming men are trash, no one actually notices what we do behind closed doors.
Look at this Olodo coming and now breaking girl code.
I'm not breaking girl code. I'm just tired of females.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually so tired of females. Like, I don't think anyone understands. It's like, anytime I see anyone that's gotten their heart broken by female, I'm just there like, bro.
It hurts harder.
Because it hurts harder.
Yeah, I don't care.
It hurts harder because a female will be like, okay, cool, whatever. My guy done what he done. The next day we put on makeup, blast the music, go out with our friends, we drink, we talk about it, we're fine. But with guys, it's like some guys, they don't know how to talk about shit. So they'll hold it in until eventually they don't know what to do. Do you get what I mean?
No.
Some of them don't have that support system where when you break up with someone, you call your friends, nah? You
not
told them.
Not at first,
but eventually.
I pray, and then I'm like, okay, cool.
Now let me go and tell my girls. And then we'll be like, oh, okay, cool, we're coming, we're going now, let's go, eat some food. Do you get what I mean?
You're trying to come across like I'm the one that gets dumped all the time. Please, calm down.
I never said that. I'm just saying in general, shut up. We're like, oh, I'm coming to your house, I'm doing this. And then it's like, with all your girls around, we're here, we're probably cussing the guy out, we're saying his head is shaped like Megamind, we're saying he looks like a crusty toe, we're saying he's higgity haggity haggity higgity, all of that. You're there laughing, But with guys, who are they gonna do that with? You tell your man, oh, my girlfriend, man up, fam. No. There's other, you know.
I have a male friend, yeah. Mm. If he's going through something with his other, he tells me, I don't say man up. I take him out.
That's what I'm saying.
I take him out. We watch movies.
Not everyone has that support system.
That's get a friend that's a female. That is just a friend.
Some people don't know. Some people
that's
don't
why
know.
I'm saying it now. Some you get a, educated. You get someone that will just be there for you, not see you in any sort of way.
Just be there for you.
Mm. And you know what? I just feel like at times it's like guys only find it hard to get over someone is because they feel like they've invested. But then that's the thing. I saw something on Instagram, yeah. Mm. Guys want to keep a guy. Guys want to keep a girl when all they're investing is their bed, TV, their living room. You can't keep a girl while doing that, and your dick, that don't keep a girl.
True. There's a lot of components in the keepage of female.
Exactly.
My mum's always said, yeah, there's more to a man than his dick.
100%.
There's more to a man.
That's why I love an intelligent man. Like, I need a man that, if I have a conversation with you,
you're understanding. We're on the same wavelength. Like,
even if we're not, though. Even if we're not.
Even if we have a debate.
I love when we're not. Mm. And you're just like, the way you answer me, just, Daddy told me, come in.
Tell me.
I will miss you upstairs.
This morning, I sometimes deliberately annoy my man just so we can have that debate. Because it's banter. The way, it's like, I know that I'm annoying you, but you think I'm serious, so you get so stressed. And I'm just there like,
see that again? You funny,
this
honey.
This nigga hates me, fam.
It's just them right there, yeah. It's like, don't quickly settle for someone just because they say you can have one conversation with someone. And you know what? One thing I've realized, yeah, guys will have the conversation with a girl where it's like, pardon me, my ex broke my heart.
Mm.
And then she's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Mm. But she's not gonna do that until she finds out you're a dickhead.
Mm.
Maybe that's why she broke your heart. You don't know how to treat girls. Maybe that's why she broke your heart. And it's like, you get people like me that will be like, brother, this is enough. We have walked. Please, it's time for me to go this way. And it's time for you to go that way. Yeah, it's okay.
I feel like you can sometimes tell how a guy will treat you by the way he treats the people around him.
Yeah, but some girls never get to see that. Do you get what I mean?
True.
Some girls always meet the guy by himself.
Mm.
See, me and you had opportunity.
True, we did.
I love the way the person... I was going to mention names.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Like, I love the way he treated people around him.
Mm.
Not even that. It was just a reflection. Like, cool.
The person.
If he goes outside, I know for a fact, no girl can call my line.
Mm. And no girl can come say, waha.
Exactly. No girl can call my line and be like, your man was doing this. Mm. Your man was... Because his brain was in the clouds. It was... This is why I can't... Looks are not everything, guys.
Oh, literally. Mate, looks and the friend downstairs.
Not everything.
You have to... It has to be like a whole. Do you get what I mean? He doesn't have to be 10 out of 10, but that can be the love of your life.
Exactly. Do you know what? I was actually going to give an example, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I had the looks. I had someone. I had someone with the
with
looks.
With the looks. The
and with the downstairs. Mm-hmm. And with the tongue, you know? I had that person. My guy was always lying. always lying, always making up stories. Sometimes I'm just there like, why do you have to lying? Do that? And it's
my
like when you catch
about
them
promotions
out,
every single week new job, every single week new promotion.
But then it's like, why are you lying about that? And then it's like, oh, like I've been here sitting down, like, and I'm like, oh my god, I wonder if she's still thinking about me.
Oh Jesus, he's actually such a liar.
And it's mad. I went, mate.
How do you lie so freely, like out your mouth like that? Do you just open and go?
And when you catch him out, he's always like, did I say, ah? Oh. I told him, please.
Okay.
Your mouth and your looks don't match.
My girl said your mouth and your looks don't match.
No.
I am finished.
You need to
with
wash
you.
Your mouth out with soap.
I am finished.
No, He always, it was too much, sis. I don't think you understand.
My girl's deep in life.
No, it was too much.
Mate.
And I spoke to him the other day and he continued lying. Like, it's like,
it's too much.
What is your purpose in life?
To lie. To lie.
Anyway, guys, I don't even know.
Like, mate, guys out there, I know we done a whole episode cussing you mans out, so we had to come and now do the females too, because females are mad as well. Like, not gonna lie, we are mad. Guys.
Females are mad. I had a friend who recently told me it. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but he'll forgive me later. I had a friend, that basically told me that he broke up with his ex, but then they travelled together because it was a group thing, and then they must have went to town. Mind you, they are broken up, like, they're not together. She goes to him, this is the ring that I want when you propose. He's like, huh? But we're not together. He's like, yeah, like, so. She said, so
Ria, now you understand why I said females are mad. Is she not embarrassed?
No, she said so.
No embarrassment. No,
she said so. And then she basically said, oh, me and you, like, when it comes to us being parents, I would be the strict. He's there thinking we broke up, Joe.
Is she not embarrassed?
No.
This is the scary behavior I'm talking about.
And then when they came back, she was there like, I'll give you another chance. He's there like,
You know them was when you get them possessive girls that won't leave you.
I was like, I'm sorry, bro. this one by yourself.
This one, he needs prayer. She's not going to leave.
No.
She's actually not going to leave.
No.
She has it in her head.
And the countries are very bit weird, so.
She has it in her head that them two are together.
Soulmates.
Yeah,
whatever.
She has it in her head that, you know, whatever.
It's not one of these African countries that you can be like, okay, cool, like, you know, they move like that. I don't know this African country like that. So it's them ones there. I was just there like,
no, the fact that the your friend effed up because he went on holiday with her.
It was booked before they broke up.
I don't care.
No, are you mad?
No,
me and Mr.
No, it was. I am still going, but you're gonna be over there. I'm gonna be.
No,
over
it
there.
Couldn't be like that because it was both their friends' birthday.
My friend, I love you, but keep that witch away from me.
Nope, it's never gonna happen.
But that's hella possessive, though. Imagine that's the ring I want you to propose to me when we get married, and you're talking about kids.
I'm gonna be the. She's going to be the like authoritarian.
She got mad.
I was just there like, bro, this one, no?
You know how I said females have just been scaring me this week? The week hasn't even ended.
She's been scaring me. And you should,
does any
you
other
should
female want to come scare me? I'm
you should
ready.
See how small she is.
It's always the short bitches. I'm short myself as well, but it's always the short bitches.
I was just there like...
How tall is she?
Imagine, you know how tall he is.
Yeah, he's tall.
Like, he's tall.
He's tall, yeah.
So she's like,
taller than me or shorter than me?
Shorter.
Well, so I'm there, like, four, so how short can she be?
No, okay, I think you're around the same height.
Oh, okay.
So it's them ones that I'm like, I look at him and I'm like,
you're scared this one, of this.
But then
vision.
I don't know, you know.
I'm telling you, short girls are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're so short, yeah, and God put so much anger in us, we can't contain it.
Bro, she went on his snap. This is the mad one, yeah. So she went on his snap. It's like, oh, you hoes that have been messaging my man, I'm back, so you better stop.
Yay. Baby girl, are you not embarrassed?
No, what? She can't.
You're not embarrassed?
That.
No. No embarrassment?
Nope.
None at all?
Zero.
Zero?
I was just there like, yo, sister, are you okay in the brain?
I don't think she's okay in the brain.
I was just there like, and I just went to him, well, good luck with this one, mate.
You were stuck with that.
Because you can't move on.
You know what? It's like them ones, yeah. If he was like to her, I don't want you. The way she's going to throw a fit.
He's
probably going to smash his car, go to his house, smash a window.
He's already said it.
Oh.
And then she said, I'll give you time.
She said, what?
He's trying to speak to someone new. And obviously, that's never going to happen if this situation is not closed off. And he's trying to close it off. This is what I mean. People have to be malicious sometimes. People have to come and now be rude to these people because they're not getting it into their rasklat. Mate, if you're not getting it into your head that I'm telling you we're over, and you want to stay possessive.
Is them ones... You must need to stop communicating. Oh my God.
He doesn't try though. He doesn't try.
I'm sorry guys, yeah, but I need to ask this question. Don't you people know where the block is on your phone?
You can block someone and they can call you on another phone number.
That's
if someone if someone called you, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like for example when they broke up,
mm-hmm.
She got her friend to pop up to him, and then when they saw each other she was pissed that he didn't reply to her.
What?
You're so rude, you need to apologize.
You neglect this one. God, you really done it with this one.
His head was turned when he was putting brain cell.
Yeah, I think he was. He done a little hiccup. Someone, Jesus was calling him.
I was just there like,
how is your brain not like screwed on straight? Like, oh my God, I don't understand. I honestly don't.
There's no way of understanding though, if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know.
Oh no, there was this thing on Insta, yeah. This girl, her friend was videoing her in it. So she's cheated on her man the night before.
Mm.
She's there talking to her man, crying, blah, 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 blah. She mutes her man. All of a sudden, she starts laughing with her friend.
I saw that video.
I'm like, can you...
She don't care. There's no care in the world.
You females are scary. I can't even.
That's why it's important you get with someone that you're like, bro, I told you last I'm gonna start, you know, giving people contracts. I can't.
12-month contract.
Exactly.
No,
I
we're
can't.
Gonna start with like 3-month contract.
I can't get,
and then we go,
you know,
up.
I can't. I promised myself the next relationship I'd be in. You gonna have to marry me, you. Because it's them ones there like, I can't settle for less. I really can't settle for less.
Literally.
And less doesn't mean a guy that doesn't have money. Less
it
means value.
Mean,
if you don't value me, I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't see me for who I am, I don't need you. When you tell guys, oh, I can't settle for less, they always come to money. It's not money.
It's not money. It's
I have it.
Me. It's the way
I
you
have
act
it.
Around my people.
Eh?
It's the way you look
the plane
me.
Is a bicycle
like,
to me, and you're out here telling me money. It's not money.
The plane is really a bicycle for us at this point because we keep jumping and coming off,
It's honestly, if
when
I'm
will
being
we tired.
No, I'm not tired, you know. Until I get baby in my womb.
Even then, I will still travel.
Until I get baby in my womb, I'm not going there. I'm going, I fly. My child needs to hear stories. Are you mad? My mom tells me stories how she went here, how she went there, how she went there. And I tell my child, well, I went to Uganda and England.
Nah, but you females out there that are that are moving higgity haggity higgity hig. Come on, man, fix up. It's 2020. There's a lot going on in this world. We need people to actually have hearts. It's like there's so much bad things going, and you people want to go around breaking hearts. You want to go around doing higgity haggities.
That's why it's important to know the person, because even mental health can cause mad.
Yeah. It's like, you know what?
That's another story.
Before
for
you
another
even
day.
Jump into, let's just wrap this up. This is the last thing I'm saying.
Yeah.
Before you enter a relationship, know that you are 100% ready.
Definitely.
Know that the lamppost that you once was, you've switched off your light and you're walking towards a house now. You have to make sure.
Yeah, but there's some people that go in the house with the lamp. It's off, but they go with the lamp.
Mate, that's what I'm saying.
They don't leave it.
That's what I'm saying. Make sure it's switched off and it's left us. There's nothing wrong with you being single and doing what you want to do. You're single. You can do whatever that you
want to do. Can we dip
do.
It?
You can dip and do every day of the night
can
if you
we
want
do
to.
It,
you are single. You have no one. No one's going to tell you wahala. No one's going to tell you anything. Do you know why? Because you are single. But once you have entered whatever, once you have decided, okay, cool, I've done what I've done, ready, I'm ready to switch off my light now, and I'm ready to enter a house. Be fully committed and be fully prepared, because once you enter that house, how many eye candy you see, no matter how many things, your eyes closed, blinds closed, legs closed, only open to your man.
Amen.
That's it. Hallelujah. And if you get bored of your man, you play. You role play.
Oh,
someday he's out here being Jean-Luc and the other day you're Lucy. The fuck? Simples. I'm done. Conclude.
You want to be
Emily in Paris.
Emily,
I will be Emily. You will be Gabe. No.
Yes.
No.
That will be great.
No. You will be Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
Yes, let's say that name is better than the other one.
Anyway, wrap it up. We still don't want corona babies.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you have a baby and God blesses you, congratulations. It is what it is.
No, yeah, 100%. A child is a blessing.
100. We might be going back to lockdown soon.
Yeah, so if you're not at the right age, please be contracepting.
Please.
Contracepting with condoms. Don't be using these madness. We actually do an episode on...
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like some people just be taking stuff that they don't know just because, okay, cool. I'm protected for 3 months. I'm protected for 6 months. I'm protected for a year.
I'm protected for 3 years.
Yeah. You're there like, yeah, I ain't having a child, but you know.
You need to actually...
You need to consider a lot of things before you jump onto these madness. Anyway, guys. Sanitize. Actually, I don't know. Don't do that one.
Just
wash
your
hands. Wash your hands.
The government is charging you for everything at this days.
Yeah, at this days.
At this days. Don't have no parties. You don't have 10k to be paying government.
Reals, like the party to put the party together was £50.
That's what I'm saying. Forget £50. Everyone brings their drink. All you had to do was supply music on your phone.
But you need to be careful out here, man.
The streets are not nice, man.
And we're still on the end SARS movement.
Mm-hmm.
It still needs to end. New government
the
needs
no
to...
No phone, no Congo.
Bro, definitely. And slave trading in Libya and Ghana.
Zambians
so
lives
much.
Matter.
Bro. Police brutality in Uganda. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on in Africa. Xenophobia in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
We just need to we need to pray for Africa. You don't need to be black to pray for Africa. You can be white, you can be Asian.
Black, blue, orange.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, if it's happening in my country, it can happen in your country. So when it happens in my country and you pray for me,
I'll
pray for you when it happens in your country. But it's them ones there. Unity is better than
division.
So we need to stand together as one, as a whole body. These governments will not kill us.
They will not. Boris,
you will not kill us.
Trump,
you will not kill us. Muhammad,
Joseph Kabila,
you
will
not
kill
us. Museveni, you will not kill us. All of you people,
you will not.
We're not trying to die. Anyway, guys, live long. Pray for pray for Africa. Because going through it, bro. Well. Yeah.
Just pray.
We're in prayers with you guys. Mm-hmm. So hope you guys have a nice evening. Mm-hmm. Don't take anything that we say too seriously.
Don't take it too seriously.
Because, you know.
Otherwise, you're
as we
mad.
Said, this episode is sponsored by Barefoot Pink Moscato. So
the whole bottle is gone, by the way.
Exactly. We had to, that was the aim. We that had was, to finish
yes.
it. So it's like, you know, you guys, you be doing you.
You be doing you and we be doing us.
And okay, bye-bye.
Now, adios.